Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Separately, this week, Disney Plus announced that they are cracking down on password sharing across Europe. Like Netflix before this, this is designed to turn Disney Plus password borrowers into paid-up customers. But how will this be enforced and what will it cost? Here to bring us up to date is tech editor with the Irish Independent, Adrian Weckler. Adrian, you're welcome to the show. Talk us through exactly what Disney Plus is doing this week with regards to the password sharing.
Yeah, well, as you said, it's announced this plan to crack down on password sharing, and that has actually started. So it will cut off people using the same subscription if you are in an additional household and you're using the same account. And they'll do that based on their analysis of the IP address or the Wi-Fi that you use or the device that you're using. So if you have an ex-girlfriend or your granny or members of your club and you all share the same password across different households, apartments, flats, whatever, that's against their rules, same as it's against Netflix's rules. And up to now, they haven't really been able to do much about it, and it's cost them subscriptions. So what they're doing now is they're going to see the IP address, which is the technical term for the location of the Wi-Fi you're using in your house or your apartment, or they're going to look at what device you're using, maybe a mobile or an iPad. And if it's unfamiliar, if it's different from the house or the apartment where the account holder lives or where the service is usually used, they'll cut you off.
This is really an upsell opportunity, so that you might end up with a minimum of two accounts. And as you say, we've seen Netflix do this to some success. What's it potentially going to cost people here in Ireland to have that extra second account?
Well, they've named the price. So a normal Disney Plus account costs $10.99 a month. Now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to sell what they call an extra member option. So let's say, for example, you have a college student and let's say they are staying in rooms or a bedsit, but they're using your Netflix, or sorry, your Disney Plus account. What Disney is saying is you can add on an extra user to your existing account, but it's going to cost you an extra $5.99 per month. So now you're looking at $10.99 for your subscription, plus an extra $5.99 for this additional account, which can be with their own email address. They can control all of the stuff themselves. They can use it on their own phones when they're going out and about, use it on holidays, all of the normal stuff, but only them. So this, they hope, will A, stop people using the original account, sharing the password, and B, as you say, it'll bring them in a bit more money.
When Netflix did this, a lot of people threatened to cancel their subscription, but the data doesn't really back that up. It seemed like Netflix, they hit a plateau. They were first out of the blocks with the subscription services. They turned on this requirement in terms of the password sharing, but there's a stickiness to it, isn't there? People didn't really cancel in big numbers. So Disney Plus must be calculating this is what can get their financial model back up and running after a lot of losses.
Absolutely. Not only did people not cancel Netflix when Netflix did this last year, and Netflix's version is everything I've described, for $4.99 a month for extra users, they added 30 million new subscribers. So like Netflix now has around 250 million users. Disney Plus, by the way, has around 150 million users. So Disney Plus knows that if it does this properly, it's going to add about 10 million users, because at the end of the day, the vast majority of us now have at least one Netflix or Disney or Amazon Prime Video or Paramount or whatever it is. We have at least one of these accounts and we use them quite a lot. And by and large, most of us won't cancel them.
Do you think they have to be careful to strike a balance, though, because you want to retain your customers that you have and avoid the cancellation? And avoid, I suppose, people going back maybe to illegal means of streaming. Like, how rampant is that at the moment as an option for folks who don't want to pay for the extra accounts and the subscriptions?
I mean, it's rampant with a capital R. So the last data we saw on, you know, what we call dodgy boxes, these are the illegal boxes, devices you plug into your telly and they bypass copyright restriction illegally. But one in five Irish households uses a dodgy box of some sort. That figure has been sort of steady from about between one in seven and one in five over the last 10 years. So there is this tension between how much the legitimate providers can charge and how much they push that, and how much, you know, they I'm even loath to use the term push them into the arms of the dodgy boxes, because you are talking about a tenner a month here. So it, I'm not sure whether it's, you know, justified to go to a dodgy box for that, but it does happen. And a lot of Irish people use dodgy boxes. So as you say, there is that tension there.
Finally and briefly then, Adrian Weckler, do you think we need a little autumn audit of all of our subscription services?
I mean, definitely. So I myself, for example, I have about 8 or 9 streaming platform subscriptions. And that's probably a lot. But like, I live in a family and we have a lot of stuff. And it's not just the Netflixes and the Disneys. It's the Spotifys and the iClouds and all of that sort of stuff. It's well over €100 a month now. Now, I would say that for most of those, I get value. There's always a couple that I don't. But it's well worth checking your credit card. You know, what are you subscribing to? Have I used this in the last 2 or 3 months? No, ditch it.
Okay, let it go. Very good. Adrian Weckler, tech editor for the Irish Independent. Thanks for joining us today. I'm joined now by Colm O'Mongoyne. You're up after the 1 o'clock news. Is it going to be wall-to-wall budget speculation today?
No, it's not. But as you say, the good ship Ireland is hurtling towards budget day with a big pile of money looming up out of the dark like a massive iceberg, accompanied, of course, by as many leaks. So we have more than probably half an idea of what the government is going to do at this stage. We're also going to hear from the opposition on that so we can... they can debate the merits. Also on the issue of immigration, we have a former Taoiseach coming out during the week and telling a student newspaper in America that Ireland took too many immigrants, specifically asylum seekers, perhaps too quickly in his view. The current Taoiseach says that homeless figures are heavily impacted by asylum arrivals. The main party of opposition, Sinn Féin, saying in the Dáil during the week that the current payment systems to Ukrainians need to be looked at. So why the shift now in the way that immigration...
Could there be an election coming?
There could be an election. Is there focus group? Is there polling? Are people digesting the results of the last local and European election? Is this in line with European trends on this particular issue? And are these concerns borne out by the facts? And what are people relying on when they say that? Is it sentiment they're detecting from their constituents? Or is there hard data behind it? We'll have a look at that as well. And it's also been, people will be aware from during the week, a bad few years for road safety. Shocking statistics out during the week about drink and drug driving. One instance of somebody on their 7th offence when it came to drink driving. How are they still even out on the road? And amid all of this, there are proposals still on the table to extend the hours of licensed premises with no apparent impact assessment as to how the driving statistics will be affected by that, despite one being called for. So despite knowing what we know, particularly this week, is a rethink in order.
And I imagine the Middle East might come up, and I'm just seeing on the wires that Hezbollah has not...
They've
confirmed the death of its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. So I imagine you might have more on that after 1 o'clock.
As well before the end of the programme, yeah.
OK, we look forward to all of that. That's Saturday with Colm O'Mongoyne after the 1 o'clock news. We'll be back after these.